Hello, my friend. Welcome aboard the Daily Dose of Disney. I'm Ray Keating, novelist, economist, and editor and publisher of DisneyBizJournal.com. So in this podcast, we serve up Disney or Disney-related stories, quotes, insights, debates, discussions, and lessons covering a wide range of topics. So what's up today? We're going to give you three more. I've been thinking about this, the centrality of imagination with Walt Disney. So I want to hit on three more thoughts from Walt and about Walt regarding the centrality of imagination. So first, quote from Walt, quote, imagination has no age, close quote. It's an important point, actually. Why? Because more often than not, we use the word imagination when we're talking about little kids, right? She has such a great imagination, right? That's fantastic. That's great. But I think Walt Disney would say, don't lose that. You need that imagination going forth into life, into your career, your business, and so on. Second quote from Walt Disney, quote, but if we can bring together the technical know-how of American industry and the creative imagination of the Disney organization, I'm confident we can create right here in Disney World a showcase to the world of the American free enterprise system, close quote. It warms the heart of this economist to see that Walt said this. And again, creativity, imagination, going together, creative imagination being at the center of his business. And you know what? It should be at the center of, I would argue, most businesses and in this great American free enterprise system. Now, the last quote is from the New York Times, their obituary of Walt Disney. Quote, starting from very little, save a talent for drawing, a gift of imagination that was somehow in tune with everyone's imagination, and a dogged determination to succeed, Walt Disney became one of Hollywood's master entrepreneurs and one of the world's greatest entertainers. He had a genius for innovation. His production was enormous. He was able to keep sure and personal control over his increasingly far-flung enterprise. His hand was ever on the public pulse, close quote. That's a great summary of the achievements, the success of Walt Disney. But I want you to notice again, the word imagination is in there, and his gift of imagination being in tune with everyone's imagination, being in tune effectively with his customers, if you will. How can that? Wow. Okay. I'm just going to say, wow, that's spot on from the New York Times. Back in the day. So something else to think about in terms of what are you imagining and does that match what your clients, your customers, what consumers might imagine as well. So that's something to think about. I think we should get that into an MBA course. Again, the importance of imagination courtesy of Walt Disney. Thanks for listening. Get your news and views on Disney at DisneyBizJournal.com. Please check out my book, Sign Books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. You can get the Disney Planner, the to-do list solution there. You can also get signed editions of my 19 Pastor Stephen Grant thrillers and mysteries and counting. The first book in my historical fiction series, the Alliance of St. Michael series. The first book is Cathedral. Next one is coming. You can also get those books at Amazon.com. in Kindle and paperback editions. And also, why not grab my weekly Economist books? I hope you find value in some of this and all of this, and have a magically productive day.